The world has two superpowers again, and their leaders are meeting today. China's President Hu Jintao is here in Washington. He had a private dinner last night with President Obama and will be honored tonight with a glittering state dinner. In between, some hard work on issues from economics to security. The stakes are high, partly because of the current domestic politics on both sides, and also because the U.S.-China relationship could dominate world politics for much of this century. NPR's Tom Gelton explains.
If this were just a meeting between two powerful heads of state, it would be important enough. But it's two different systems, each one with its own set of actors and interest groups. The United States and China are competitors, but they're also interlocked at many levels. It makes for a very complicated relationship, says China expert David Finkelstein from the Center for Naval Analyses.
There are so many different bureaucracies that are dealing with each other across the Pacific that the two presidents, to a certain degree, are maestros trying to orchestrate all the various parts of their governments to move this relationship to a much more cooperative footing.
The United States is a mature nation with well-developed institutions and years of practice in superpower diplomacy. China is a rising nation, rising so fast it can hardly manage its own growth. Though it's not a democracy, it has some of democracy's problems.
Even authoritarian political systems do have politics.
Evan Feigenbaum is Asia director at the Eurasia Consulting Group.
Chinese leaders are trading off contending policy views all the time.
Contending views, for example, on economic policy. One group is linked to the big state enterprises and the big exporters. They're looking for help from the Chinese government, a subsidized exchange rate, for example, so their products sell at lower prices on the international market. This hurts U.S. exporters. And this is where President Obama has to deal with politics. Many members of Congress favor a get-tough policy with China on the currency issue. President Obama and his team have to recognize that President Hu and his team will be sensitive to the interests of the Chinese exporters, but economist Ishwar Prasad of Cornell University says there are other interest groups in China, ones the Obama administration may be tempted to reach out to.
You do have slightly more reformist people within the government, and especially a group of fairly influential academics who feel that, in fact, these firms would do a lot better if they were exposed to foreign competition, and that this is where China's future lies.
This issue of divided views may also apply with respect to the Chinese military. After visiting Beijing last week, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he felt there was a disconnect between the civilian and military leadership. David Finkelstein thinks one of the problems is that President Hu and his vice president, Xi Jinping, are the only civilians with positions of responsibility over the Chinese armed forces.
So we have a Chinese military that is a civilian poor and not a lot of suits running around the Chinese defense establishment. It's mostly all uniforms except for Hu Jintao and Xi Jinping.
Chinese military leaders have lately sounded more aggressive in their rhetoric than the civilians, just as some economic officials favor more open policies than others. But it may be dangerous for the Obama administration to try to support some interests in China and ignore others.
We should not choose who are the friends in China, who are the enemies in China. It's not that simple.
Zhang Li is a China analyst at the Brookings Institution.
We should not use ideological terms to see these are the reformers, these are the communists, these are the hardliners, these are liberals. Sometimes liberals on the economic front could be hardliners in the political front.
And a final complication the Obama administration has to keep in mind. Next year, there will be a massive leadership change in the Chinese Communist Party. President Hu will go, probably to be replaced by Vice President Xi. Beijing policies may change. That does not mean Hu is a lame duck on this trip. In China, the outgoing leadership has broad powers to select the incoming leadership. And Zhang Li says the more Hu accomplishes on this visit, the more power he'll have next year. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.